Hello, my friend, and welcome to Module 3. This is the transformational difference, and we've covered a lot of ground the last couple of modules in undoing a lot of the stories that you've been carrying around with regards to how business is supposed to look. How the system has made you see things a certain way, a way that is not true to who you are, and helped you to see actually, like, really reconnect with who it is that you really are and what you actually came here for. And I'm going to kick off this module with a discussion around the difference. I really want to help you understand the difference between transformational and transactional, because very often we will assume that transformational means mindset, that by working with people on their mindset we are doing transformational work, and while that can be true, it is not always that cut and dry, and very often mindset work can also be very, very transactional in nature. So I really want to talk about what the difference is between transformational work and transactional work by starting out with a bit of a discussion around problem solving, because transactional work very much is problem solving work. It's either problem solving, as in client has problem, comes to you, coach, consultant, whatever it is that you do, branding specialist, website builder, whatever. They have a problem, or if not exactly a problem, like a thing that they want to achieve that is currently feels like it's outside of them. And it's usually a very specific thing. So it might be, I want a website and I don't have one. Or I want a better website than the website that I have. Or it might be, I want to make X amount of money. Or it might be, I don't know, I want to feel more comfortable in my body. Or I want to lose weight, or you know, whatever. I want to be happier with my partner, or I want to find a partner, or something like that. It's a very definitive goal. Or they have a very specific problem. I can't find a partner. I can't lose weight. I can't this, I can't that. They see it as like something that they are missing, that they can't get. And that in and of itself, when they come to you, when a client comes to you, and obviously you'll have to apply this to your own business, but when a client comes to you with something like that, where they have like a problem, and you look at the problem that they bring to you, or the outcome that they want to achieve, you look at that goal or that problem, and you go, okay, do I know how to get this person there? Do I know how to get them there? And it works on the presumption that your clients can't get themselves there. This is the transactional nature. So they come to you, they want to know how to do X, you know how to do X, you help them to do X, and they walk away with X. And that is the end of it. So, like, another way to look at this would be to think of your client as, or your clients as a bucket. a bucket with a hole in it. And so they have like some water in their bucket. This is like the bucket is their container. We'll call it their container. And their container has a hole in it. And because of that hole, things are slipping out, you know, whatever those things are. So for example, they don't have a very good website, so leads are slipping away. Or they have I'm going to use the word block, even though I don't really believe in blocks, but we'll use the word block because you'll understand what I mean. They have a block around, around relationships, or they have some trauma around relationships, and they need to, that trauma is like a hole in their bucket that is allowing like perfect guys to slip through, for example. And so they come to you basically to fix the hole, to fill the hole, so that the hole can no longer allow things to escape, whatever the specific things are that they want. And you do that. You do whatever it is that you do to seal up that hole so that things stop escaping. And, you know, again, it really depends on what your work is. You need to be specific about how you actually mend whatever it is that they need fixing, quote unquote fixing. That is the nature of transactional work. It takes something that is, let's call it broken, and it fixes it. It fixes that very specific problem so that they can get a very specific result, hopefully. But of course, sometimes when you patch up that hole, another one just springs somewhere else because they have other things going on that are still causing problems. So, for example, if you are a relationship coach, I'm going to use that again, and you want to, you think that you have some trauma because something happened with your ex and it's causing a problem, you fix that trauma, send your client on their merry way, and lo and behold, it turns out that there is other trauma elsewhere that just springs a hole once that hole is fixed, we'll call it. And I'm using very generic terms that aren't actually true, because nobody is broken. But as the system has taught us to see people as broken, to see potential clients as broken and in need of fixing. Now, what that creates in us is like a hero mentality. So we begin to see ourselves as a hero, as a savior, and our clients as victims, as people who have problems to fix. And there's a real problem with us seeing ourselves as heroes and seeing our clients as victims or as broken. And that is that our clients respond to that prescription. So we prescribe them as victims, and they begin to see themselves as victims. And the problem with victims is that they tend to not do very well. So if you're just doing like a done for you service, like building a website, it's probably not going to be such a big deal if your client sees themselves as a victim, except that chances are when you build their website for them, when they tell you what they want, they won't actually recognize the real problems that exist within their website that are causing, you know, whatever challenges it is that they're seeing with their existing website. And thus, whatever you do probably won't address whatever issue it is that they believe that they have. The other thing that happens is if it's not a done-for-you service, if it's something where they actually have to participate, relationship coaching, any kind of consulting, anything where really it's a two-way street, a collaboration between you and your clients, well, then as victims, they tend to slip into this this kind of place of sabotage, of making it really difficult to help them. And so you will find that these clients, you know, they may well come along and pay you, but they actually just expect to get the results because they paid, and they don't actually have the commitment and the faith to follow through and actually get their results, which is why most clients don't get results, at least not lasting results, in transactional containers. And this is also really true when it comes to mindset work, where that mindset work is actually intended to create a specific result. So, for example, you will see lots and lots of mindset coaches who position themselves, as in, I will shift your mindset so you can make X amount of money, or I will shift your mindset so that you can, you know, add answer of choice. The problem with that is it's still very transactional. It's only mindset work so that. It's not mindset work to shift your entire self-concept, your entire perception, your whole entire life. It's very, very specific. And to be fair to all of the mindset coaches that do that, if this is you, that's what you were taught to do. That's exactly what the system taught you to do. The system taught you that you can't just help people with their mindset. There has to be this solid, tangible outcome. And I'm not saying that tangible outcomes aren't useful, and they are. And when you're talking to a specific client, they are. But we get so hung up on this idea that we have to sell money to people because that's the only thing that they will invest in. And that is why so many mindset coaches are money mindset coaches, or, you know, money business, money slash, you know, yeah, that. On the flip side, let's talk about transformational work, because transformational work is very different. Transformational work sees your client's buckets, if you will, as perfect. It sees their container as intact, whole and perfect, and that your clients don't have problems. They are certainly not broken. They just haven't mastered the filling up of their bucket. So transformational work, while transactional work is literally repairing the holes, if you will, transformational work is going, oh my God, here is this perfect vessel. Let's overflow it. And what I mean by that is that when you work with somebody in a transformational container, you see them as entirely equal to you. You don't see them as behind you, even though they may be behind you in certain respects. They will probably be ahead of you in other respects. So you see them as whole and perfect and capable of so much more. What you actually wind up delivering within a transformational container is self-actualization. That is the becoming of everything they have the potential to be, the fulfilling of every level that they have the potential to go to, like complete evolution, complete fulfillment, satisfaction, joy, pleasure, and the ability to go through life empowered in every situation. And that is very, very different, because what happens with that is that instead of having this bucket, if you will, that can only sort of take a certain amount of liquid, because, you know, it has a rim and then everything is going to run over the sides, you actually, instead of fixing a hole in their bucket, if you will, it's a very odd analogy, instead of fixing a hole in them, you grow their bucket. So their bucket becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, because you are more than the sum of your parts. It's more than just one person fixing another person. It is two people, two equal people coming together and collaborating on the reality of one, the client, one party. It is collaborating so that you plus them make something bigger than you plus them, much, much bigger. And that is because you see them for all that they can be. You see them as far beyond where you stand now. You don't look at them as, oh, they could potentially be as good as me one day. You see that they can be far, far better than you are right now, because you know that you can be far, far better than you are right now as well. And by better, I mean more impactful, more expansive, more engaged, more, I don't know, just all of the things. And this is the difference between transformational and transactional work, my friend, because transactional work fixes problems, while transformational work creates something bigger than either you or the client alone or together. Like, even as two individuals, it is more than the sum of its parts. It creates. It actually creates, it expands, it generates, it manifests, whatever words you want to use. And because it empowers people entirely, and that's a big statement, empowers people entirely, because empowerment is an ongoing adventure, let's call it. However, you can empower people entirely in the now, and yes, things will come up that will start to knock that empowerment, and then you have to deal with them and, you know, transmute them and release them. But you always have an eye towards, where is my next leap? Where is my next leap? And I mean that for your clients. Like, you have this eye towards, where is their next leap? Where is their next up level? And that really is the difference between transactional work and transformational work. And that is why mindset work in and of itself is not transformational. It can be, but equally, so can all other kinds of work as well. It really doesn't matter what your work is, provided it has an eye towards, everybody is perfect, everybody is exactly how they are supposed to be, whole and complete, and everybody is capable of evolving and expanding and becoming even more than they can even imagine right now. It doesn't matter what your work is. It doesn't matter if you're doing this through the lens of business or health or relationships or art or wardrobe or mindset or anything. It really doesn't matter, because it is not the lens at which you look to do your work. It is the intention and the purpose behind that work that changes everything.